Greetings and welcome to The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 53rd, highlighted five shows in the season finales and finished series section, and three of them wrapped in the last few days. Omega Star 7, a dramatized comedy sci-fi series from Team Omega Star, posted the finale of their fourth season on September the 5th. You'll need about 28 hours to listen to the 57 episodes of these four seasons, and season 5 is slated to start in January. Scott Sigler Slice's Slay, a narrated sci-fi horror series from Empty Set Entertainment and Realm, posted the season 1 finale on September the 2nd. There are 35 episodes for about 17 and a half hours of horror goodness. Season 2 is slated for April of next year. After the Gloaming, a dramatized gothic horror series from Dissonance Media and The Other Stories, posted the season 1 finale also on September the 2nd. 5.5 hours is what you need to listen to the 9 episodes of the season, with season 2 slated for the first of the year. Listen to the end of this audio file to hear trailers or episode snippets for these recently finaled shows.
This week.
With every issue, I make 2 recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is for The Bright Sessions, a dramatized meta-human series from Lauren Shippen and Atypical Artists. There are a few shows that can claim to have shaped modern audio fiction, and this is one of them. Excellent writing, heartfelt acting, and a just-right soundscape make for a near-perfect combination. Here's the trailer.
Welcome to Therapy for the Strange and Unusual. I'm Lauren Shippen, the creator of The Bright Sessions, a science fiction audio drama about people with supernatural abilities and the challenges they face in their lives. The show follows Dr. Bright and her set of unique patients. You'll hear from a time traveler, an empath, and a mind reader, and that's just a start. As we get to know these patients, we also begin to learn more about Dr. Bright and the secrets she herself may be hiding. There's drama, conspiracy, betrayal, romance, and the whole spectrum of human and superhuman emotion. Start with season 1, episode 1. All episodes should be listened to in order. And as always, stay strange.
The Bright Sessions is fully complete, spanning 7 seasons with 115 episodes for about 47 hours of entertainment. My second recommendation is for The Dog Is Dead, a narrated multi-genre anthology from Podcast God. I first consumed this show during a road trip a couple of years ago, and it kept my attention from the dreary desert. Each episode has a totally different feel, but if you're paying attention, you'll notice the threads. Here's the trailer.
The dog is dead. That's the text you received 2 days ago from your mom, and now you are in your faded 4-door sedan, the kind nobody makes a concerted effort to buy but somehow everybody owns, and are driving home, to their home. The dog, a Saint Bernard, is not your dog, or her dog, really. The dog. His dog. The text might as well have said, come home and talk to your father before he dies too. I-95 is crowded, but flowing steadily, and the gas station coffee you bought is getting cold in the cup holder. You don't really drink coffee, but it seemed like the thing to do for a 6-hour drive after work. You think about how cold coffee is traditionally bad, unless you purposely order it cold. Expectation creates happiness. You do not expect much from this weekend. The big fluffy dog is usually the best part of being there. Mm-hmm. Your phone buzzes in the cup holder, and the notification reads, hey son, wanted to see if you were coming down this weekend. On my way, you respond, knowing he already knows this. You set the phone down, and it buzzes again. Don't text and drive, haha. What's the weather like? We have rain here now. Fine, you text back, and put the phone down. Another buzz. You ignore it. It's going to be some sarcastic joke followed by a banal question. That's the extent of your relationship. Let it sit in the cup holder. You look up to the dark navy blue SUV you've been behind for the past hour and a half. It merges left to pass an 18-wheeler, and you put on your blinker and do the same. There's a thing you do when driving long distances, since the top 40 on the radio tends to be the top 2 repeated 20 times. You like to follow behind some car for as long as time allows, and build a strong imaginary bond with them. It requires a little imagination, which helps with the monotony of I-95. Take this dark navy blue SUV. You've imagined an old woman in the front, maybe one of her cats in the back. She's going to visit her husband's grave. He was a Korean War veteran, but she had to be put in a nursing home by her kids, the bastards, and they put her close to their house so they can keep an eye on her. She can't take it anymore, and she breaks out one day, today, and walks to the kids' house, steals the keys, the car, and her cat back, and makes one final ride to see her husband, the only one left who loves her. And you've been behind her for an hour and a half now, silently willing her on, cheering her forward, pushing her towards her goal.
The Dog is Dead is a complete series with a single season. You'll need about 4 hours to listen to the 15 episodes.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 10 entries in the new season's coming soon section, and holy cow, this section's getting huge. I better get used to it. However, none of them actually start releasing episodes of their new seasons in just a few days, so I'll take a moment for two updates. The first is that a brand new website and newsletter are soon coming. Now, I'm moderately confident it will not happen in time for next week's issue or episode, but the following week looks much better. I'll let you know when it's released. And the final thing to talk about has to do with the realities of the costs associated with that upgrade. Yes, I'm once again saying to you, please, if you can, consider supporting The End with a teeny tiny contribution. You'll find the details at theend.fyi/support. Trailers or snippets are coming right after I say... And that's all for this episode of The End. Last week, this week, and next week, for these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 53rd issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. Here are the three extra trailers or snippets. Omega Star 7.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages.
Trey!
Yeah?
You don't think that sounds like something?
No, I mean, it sounds like space. It's the final frontier.
Try again.
Okay, how about this? A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Stop. A long time ago? Trey, this is the present. Right now. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, fine, Slip. You do it then.
Fine. I will. Ahem. Across the multiverse, there's a cluster of wild stars known as Omega Star 7. Filled with bounty hunters, bandits, and the fine dining mega corporation Ahuli's House of Good Eats. A place with starships, dive bars, and guns. Really, really big guns. When you're here, you're family. If you owed your family a lot of money. Welcome to Omega Star 7.
Okay, Slip, I mean, that was okay, but, like, what is Omega Star 7?
What? It's a podcast.
Okay, yeah, but you gotta add a little pizzazz to it, like, it's a podcast!
Omega Star 7 is streaming on your favorite podcatchers now.
No, like, Omega Star 7 is streaming on your favorite podcatchers now!
Find out more at OmegaStar7.com.
Okay, I just don't know who's gonna want to listen to that.
Omega Star 7, a dramatized comedy sci-fi series from Team Omega Star, has posted the finale of their fourth season. Scott Sigler slices Slay.
The smell of leather. The taste of blood. She'd had enough bloody lips, enough little splinters or small cuts she'd automatically sucked at to know that metallic tang. Anastasia felt so groggy, so thick. She licked wetness from her lips and tasted it again. But her lips didn't hurt. Maybe she'd scraped herself in her sleep. She didn't know. Something tight around her throat. Her wrists felt cold and clammy. She tried to open her eyes. Her eyelids felt like dirty cotton, all dry and hot. Her nose itched. She went to scratch it. She couldn't move her hands. Something around her wrists. Anastasia felt a stab of fear. Her eyes opened, narrow slits full of blurry brightness. Candles? Bunch of candles? A room, tastefully and expensively decorated. Old wood, bookshelves, a Turkish rug, pricey knickknacks. She remembered where she was. The ugly Christmas sweater party at the brownstone of Dimitri's friend, Chuck. Anastasia had snagged her mother's holiday light sweater, the little bulbs actually lit up, super cute, and slipped out, taking the subway with Kate. Kate's sweater had a gingerbread man with squinty eyes on it, the words, "Let's get baked," stitched on the bottom. There were supposed to be dozens of people at the party. Rich kids like her, artists and models and rappers and singers and actors and wine and all the nose candy she could toot, Dimitri had promised. But there hadn't been anyone there other than Dimitri and his two friends, Chuck and Artie. The others were coming, Dimitri had said. He'd given her wine, red wine, a glass for her and Kate both. Chuck had dared them to pound the first glass. He had teased. You're not a little girl anymore, are you?
Scott Sigler-Slice's Slay, a narrated sci-fi horror series from Empty Set Entertainment and Realm, has posted the finale of the first season. After the gloaming.
No. No, please. No, 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 no. Oh, God. Damn it! Lousy mechanics. This is why I asked for a full service before going on this trip. Everything in tip-top shape, Miss Stevenson, they said. It'll give you no trouble, they said. Now, here I am in the middle of the countryside, broken down. With no signal. That looks like a storm heading this way. I wonder if anyone is living in that manor over there. Hopefully they have a landline. Come on. Come on. Please be home. I can see a light through the window. I know you're home. Of course there's no one at the door. This is borderline ridiculous. Hello? Is anyone there? I can't just walk in. Well, that settles it. I'm going in the creepy manor. Where the hell did that storm come from? Okay, Shelley, just head toward the light. Okay, someone is home. I'll just warm a little by the fire and then go and find them to apologize for the intrusion.
Not an intrusion at all, madam.
Oh! You gave me a fright.
Apologies.
No, it's me who should apologize, sir. I've just barged in here and made use of your fire.
That is not needed, madam.
Shelley Stevenson.
Like I said, not at all needed, Miss Stevenson. The weather's ghastly, and I would not turn away someone in need.
Thank you, Mr.
Blackwood. Henry Blackwood. But you can just call me Henry. Please, come and sit by the fire and warm yourself. I even have some tea here if you're interested.
Oh, thank you.
A place like this needs voices to keep the volume of all the stories low.
Stories?
Yes. A place like this attracts them, where the ghosts of the past can keep on living. It doesn't look like this storm will be letting up anytime soon. Would you like to hear one?
I would love to.
Wonderful. Sit back and settle in.
In the soft glow of dusk, in the moment before night falls, stories exist. Gothic tales of the macabre, where the supernatural calls home and the shadows dance. Hold tight and don't let go, for lost you may become after the gloaming.
After the Gloaming, a dramatized gothic horror series from Dissonance Media and The Other Stories, has posted the finale of their first season. And that's it for these additional trailers. Once again, I am Evo Terra for The End. Cheers!